Thank you. Next item, please.
Next is Amendment 1A019 by Supervisor Lipscomb.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move approval of 1A019. The amendment before you deals with the paratransit fare issue. That's, if you recall, the executive proposed lowering the fare from the present $4 to $3, but due to some series of accounting errors, we have a $1.5 million problem to fix. The amendment suggests a compromise. We would lower the fare to $3.50. We would use the some of the surplus CMAQ funds carried over to 2014, as well as we would need about $113,949,000 in levy to bridge the remainder of the gap. So we go from a million and a half dollar issue to a levy increase of $113,949, bridged with CMAQ, bridged with some additional revenue from dropping the fare. I should say a difference in the revenue. So instead of dropping the fare to three, you go to $3.50, and so you get some additional revenue over the exec's proposal, but less revenue than from present fare. So I think it's a strong compromise, and I would urge members' consideration.
Because now participants in the program are paying $4?
Yes. And, yeah, yes.
And this is an improvement from that. Dr. Colton?
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. I just want to make it clear that the proposed amendment from DAS reduced it from $4 to $3 and was able to cover the whole amount. So I'm not sure the reason for the compromise. There was a full solution to fund the $3 fare for paratransit.
Mr. Chair, I would I appreciate that. I appreciate DAS's efforts to identify some alternative proposals. I think that was worthy given that the errors had been made. But I think as you know, we all take these amendments in the context of the full budget. And while DAS may have presented some solutions for their individual as part of their responsibility to make up for their errors, we're fixing all kinds of things in this budget. So some of the things that they've proposed, we may already be using those things for other things that we're fixing. So this is just one error in the budget. There were, I believe the tally's at $3 million and counting, and that's even before you take out policy disputes that we have where we'd like to spend things differently. So the fact that they've identified a way to do it doesn't preclude us from exercising our fiscal responsibility to solve more than just their errors when we put together our budget.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other further comments? Seeing no indication, clerk, please call the roll on 1A019, that amendment.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1A019 is approved.